Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We want to bless God this morning for his unmerited grace that we can be here today to say, Thou says the Lord. In Jesus' name. I also want to be. I also want to be grateful to the church for the ordination this gone conference. While it is true, I am an ordained minister from Africa, but for the opportunity given me, the Community Christian Church have recognized me as an ordained minister in the USA to preach the word of God. I'm so grateful to God, and I want to say thank you to the Community Church. And may God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. I also want to thank God for my daughter, Emma. I got a big daughter. You know, in our tradition in Africa, her father is my oldest brother. So she is like a daughter to me. She has been a great help to many in America here. Amen. I want to thank God for her and let God continue to shower his bountiful blessing upon her life in Jesus' name. Today I'm blessed to share the word of God. We will be reading a passage of scripture from the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, chapter 37, commencing from the fifth verse. Genesis, chapter 37, commencing from verse 5. If you are there, say amen. In Genesis chapter 37, verse 5, it is read, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, yeah, I pray you this dream which I have dreamed. Verse 7. For behold, we were burning sleeves in a field. And lo, my sleeve rose and also stood upright before your sleeve stood around about and make obeisance to my sleeve. And his brother said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams, for his words. Verse 9, and he dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brethren and said, behold, I have a dream more. And behold, a sun and a moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth, the words of the Lord? Let us pray. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. He shall be called the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Father, this morning we thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ. We share his precious blood on the cross of Calvary. For the forgiveness of our sin, by his blood we are justified. By his blood we are saved. By his blood we are cleansed. By his blood we are delivered from the power of darkness to the kingdom of light. We thank you this morning, Lord, as I come to say, Thou says the Lord. Father, I pray that you make me an instrument of righteousness. A vessel of honor, Lord, to bring good news to your people. Holy Spirit, speak. Let me be silent. Take your glory and let your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise the Lord. Yeah, from a few verses we read, I want us to speak on the topic, follow your dream. God has given each one of us a dream. Amen. Pastor Jake has a dream to come into Thief River to build this church. Tom has a dream, and each of us in the church has a God-given dream. If you look in Jeremiah 29:11, say God in his word, he said, I has a plan and purpose for your life. God's plan and purpose for your life is your dream.
That's right.
You need to discover that dream, and you need to follow that dream. So from the passage of scripture we read, there are many of you sitting here today who have had a series of dreams about a bright and promising future. Some of you are dreaming of becoming a successful business executive, the Pastor Tom. Some are dreaming to become a professional lawyer, politician, medical doctor, minister of the gospel. I am told about a black man called Martin Luther King, who gave a speech on August 28, 1963. I quote, said, I have a dream that one day on the red hill of Georgia, the sons of former slave owner and the son of slave will be able to sit together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day my four little children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Yeah.
Follow your dream. The young man Joseph, in the passage of scripture, until at the age of 17, he have had a series of dreams where he saw the luminary, the suns, the moon, and the star bowing down to him. And he told his brothers about this dream. And they hated him and conspired to kill him, to stop the fulfillment of his dream. But the grace of God was enough for Joseph to see the fulfillment of his dream. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I want us to discuss five stages in the transformation of Joseph's life.
Yeah.
If you read the account in Genesis, you will notice there are five stages in the transformation of Joseph's life. And literally, we have also gone through this scene. Some of us are presently going through it. There are transformation stages in your life. From one stage to another stage, from one stage to another stage, from one stage to another stage, until you can reach your dream. But in the process, you have to recognize
Amen.
God
Amen.
And put him first in your life, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So Joseph was the last son of Israel. Israel is Jacob. And Jacob loved Joseph so much, and he made a special coat for Joseph. And at the age of 17, Joseph was the tech who liked breaking. When he come, when he wear his coat, he would be walking, breaking. And because the love his father had for him, his brother envied him. And Joseph was the tech who always brought evil report about his brother to their father. His brother was a shepherd in the field taking care of sheep. And each time he come from the field, he would come to his father, oh, this guy, they were kind of doing some things today that was not fun. And he would always give evil report about his brother to his father. And because of that, his brother hated him more. And then one day he started dreaming where he saw the moon, the sun, the star bowing down to him. So if I will ask you for interpretation, it's like in the future, you will be the head of the family and we'll all come to you, we'll depend on you for support and we'll have to bow down to you. For that was not good to them. And they envy him, praise the Lord. But you see, the God that we are serving, he is a good God.
Amen.
God has a purpose and plan for each one of us.
Amen.
Remember when I preached at the last time on the topic, your delay is not your denial. I told you the children of Israel were delayed 430 years in slavery in Egypt. This is the path that led them to Egypt. In Jesus' name. So God has a plan and purpose for each one of us here. In Jesus' name. So Joseph's father sent him on a field to check on his brother. So Joseph left his father's house. While his brother was taking care of sheep in the field, he went there to carry food for them. So he left his father's house and went in the field to carry some food for his brother. And when they saw him coming, one of them said, "Here come the dreamer. Here come the dreamer. Praise the Lord. Let us catch him. Let us kill him." Can you imagine? Let's see what will become of his dream. Here come the dreamer, and they conspire to kill Joseph because of his dream. That many of you here will dream. Great dream, big dream. But there are some people in your life that don't want to see you prospering. So they decided to kill Joseph, but one of the brothers said, "No, let us not share his blood. Let us put him in a pit with the intent he wanted to deliver Joseph, because he never wanted Joseph to be killed. He said, let us not kill him. Let us put him into the pit." And they all agreed, "Let us put Joseph into the pit." And then they caught Joseph, put Joseph into the pit, and then got a sheep, killed a sheep, took the blood and put it on Joseph's coat. Say, "We go to our father and tell our father that a wild beast killed Joseph. This is his coat. Follow your dream." You see, because of Joseph's dream, his brother went against him. The plan he was against him. So he left his father's house. The first point of transformation, he left his father's house. From his father's house to the pit. The pit was his second point of transformation. He was put into the pit. And then they took the coat to Jacob and said, "Jacob, we saw your son's coat. It's like he was killed by a wild beast." Yeah. And I'm told that Israel cried. He mourned his son because he loved Joseph. He had Joseph in his old age. Yeah. And he cried and cried. Joseph was put into the pit. Praise the Lord. Be very careful who you share your dream with. People will go against you because of your dream. So be very careful. God has given you your dream. Follow your dream. Remember, it will not always be easy. Things will be tough. This is a young man at the age of 17 who have had this dream that he saw the moon, the sun, the star bowing down to him. And unfortunately for him, he saw himself in a pit, a dark pit. Where is the dream? God, you showed me my future. Yeah. I was going to be great. Come on. I'm already in the pit. Praise the Lord. But Joseph did not give up.
That's right.
He put his trust in the Lord. So whatever your dream is, you need to focus on God. It is God who gave you that dream. And God will surely bring your dream to pass in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Joseph was thrown into the pit. Therefore, in verse 26, Judah said to his brother, "What profit is it if we kill our brother?" This is our own brother from the same father. If we kill him, what profit will we get from there? Let us not kill him. While Joseph was in the pit, they saw many gnats coming. And they said, "Let us fell him." And they sold Joseph for 20 pieces of silver. He was sold first to the many now. And then the many now sold Joseph to Potiphar, an officer in King Pharaoh's army, for 20 pieces of silver. So follow your dream, church. He was taken from his father's house to the pit, from the pit to Potiphar's house. The third stage of Joseph's transformation. Joseph was now in Potiphar's house. His father had forgotten about him. His brother had forgotten about him. But God did not forget Joseph. Praise the Lord. You know, God worked in partnership. He told Abraham, your descendant will go into slavery. This is a process that God was using to take the throne of Israel into Egypt through Joseph. So while in Potiphar's house, God blessed Joseph. And Potiphar loved Joseph so much. He said, Joseph, I gave you everything in the house. You take control. The only person you are not to touch is my wife. But everything in the house is under your command. And because of Joseph's presence in Potiphar's house, God greatly blessed Potiphar. And then the unexpected happened. Potiphar's wife fell in love with Joseph. Day after day, she tried to subdue Joseph. But Joseph knew the commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. He being a Hebrew, grew up under his father Joseph, he knew the 10th commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. For Joseph told her, say, your husband has given me everything in this house, but you, he did not give me. Praise the Lord. You, he did not give me. This is a grave thing. I cannot do it. And then unfortunately for Joseph, she lied on Joseph. And Potiphar, who loved Joseph so much, did not ask Joseph a question. Did not investigate Joseph to find out the truth of the matter. And he had Joseph thrown into prison. Follow your dream. From his father's house to the pit. From the pit to Potiphar's house. From Potiphar's house, Joseph is now in prison. I dream I saw the sun, the moon, they start bowing down to me. Such a promising future. And now I am in jail. Wow. Joseph was not discouraged. In prison, he put his trust in the Lord. See, many of us at times we go through situations that we cannot understand. Things get so difficult, things get hard, family members turn against you. When you find yourself in such situation, what do you do? Do you complain? Do you blame others? Do you give up? The best thing to do is to take it to the Lord in prayer. Joseph prayed in prison. He did not give up. He put his trust in God. And in prison, God blessed Joseph with the gift of dream interpretation. Two of Pharaoh's officials had a dream. And they told Joseph the dream. And Joseph interpreted the dream. See, one of you, two of you guys will be free. One will be killed. And the other person will be restored to their job. Then he told him, see, when you are free and going back to your job, remember me. Praise the Lord. Remember me. And this guy got out. And he went back to Pharaoh. And he was serving in his position. Joseph was still in prison. You see, life, we must put our trust in God. As Christians, things will not always be easy. People say, if you believe in God, things will always be fine. No, things will be tough. Think about those guys that were killed, that were persecuted because of the gospel. Where was God? God was still God. I was watching a movie yesterday about Jesus Christ, and I saw the young deacon Stephen preaching. Telling people that Jesus Christ was killed, he was buried, and he is raising again. And Paul said, no, it's not true. That he was sort of tired. He said, no. Yeah. What the law said in Deuteronomy, whosoever blasphemes might be stoned to death. Stephen was a good servant of God. Yeah. But yet, God allowed him to be stoned to death. Yeah. Praise the Lord. As Christian, persecution will come. As Christian, trial will come. As Christian, difficulty will come. But when this thing comes, what is our approach? What do we do? Yeah. Do not give up. The Bible says Jesus Christ will never leave you neither forsake you. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. While he did in the days of old, he can still do it for us today. We just need to be firm in our faith, trusting and depend on him. Praise the Lord. Put your faith in him. He is the author of our salvation. By his blood, we are justified. By his blood, we are saved. By his blood, we are cleansed. There is freedom in serving God. Our kingdom citizen, we are blessed. The Bible says what God has in store for us, eyes have not seen it. Ears have not heard it. It cannot be compared to the blessing that President Trump is enjoying today. Nowhere is where you are not greater what God has for you in heaven. The Bible says when we get to heaven, there will be no more sickness. That means you don't have to go to the hospital again. You don't have to worry buying food for your kids. There will be no more worry. Oh, yes. We will walk on a street paved with gold. And we will all be like brothers and sisters in the presence of God. Singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Follow your dream. Joseph, in prison, he had been forgotten. Until Pharaoh had a dream. And Pharaoh called all his magicians and told them, I have a dream, I need interpretation. And none of them could interpret Pharaoh's dream. And then the butler said, King Pharaoh, I remember when I was in jail, there was a Hebrew slave. I had a dream and he interpreted my dream. And Pharaoh said, you'll get Joseph out of prison. Joseph was taken from prison. Praise the Lord. From his father's house to the pit. From the pit to Potiphar's house. From Potiphar's house to prison. From prison, he's now in the king's palace. I saw the sun, the moon, the star bowing down to me. Joseph is now before King Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh told him his dream. Joseph said, it is God who gave interpretation. He first recognized God as the giver of interpretation. He said, I'm not the one that interpreting your dream, Pharaoh, but it is God. And Pharaoh explained his dream. I saw the seven fat cow and the seven dry cow. And the dry cow began to swallow up the seven fat cow. Joseph said, my Lord, they just mean the same. The seven dry cow represents 7 years of hunger, famine. And the seven fat cow represents 7 years of a lot of food. So all you need to do is find somebody to store enough food during the 7 years of famine. And Pharaoh looked in the whole of Egypt. He said, who can we find at this man who the Spirit of God is in? And Pharaoh said, Joseph, I put you in charge. From today, I make you my deputy king of Egypt. You take control of every situation. When God is for us, who can go against us? This poor boy, it reminds me about verse 8. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8. Say God raises a child from the dust. He lifts up the back off from the dungeon and make them to sit among princes and inherit the throne of honor. That's what God can do. That's what happened to Joseph. Joseph became the governor, second in command to Egypt. And he stored up enough food during the 7 years of famine. During the 7 years of food. He stored up enough food. And then the 7 year of famine came. There was no food. Israel had to send his sons into Egypt to get some food. And when they got there, they saw Joseph, but did not recognize him to be Joseph, the one they put in the pit. Praise the Lord. And they bought a fool. And Joseph allowed them to go the first time. The second time they came back. And he asked them, "You guys are how many brothers?" They said, "We are 12, but one of our brothers is dead." "We were 12, but one person is dead." "Yes. Who is your last brother?" "Benjamin." "Said, okay, the next time you come to buy food, I want to see Benjamin."
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Because Benjamin and Joseph came from the same mother. They were two brothers from the same mother. So they went and told their father, said, "Before we go back for food, we need to carry Benjamin." And Jacob said, "No, my son Joseph is dead. My son Joseph is dead. I don't want to send Benjamin." He said, "If we cannot carry Benjamin, we will not be given food." And Israel agreed for them to carry Benjamin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to encourage you today to be strong in your faith. Put your trust in Jesus.
That's
it. Let God be your God. Put God first in your life.
Come on.
God has a plan for you. It might not be easy. At times, the path to achieve or to get to your destiny might not be easy. At times, there might be river to cross. But if you get your trust in God, he can make you cross through that river. Praise the Lord.
Woo.
Praise the Lord.
Woo.
Oh, yes. God opened the Red Sea for the children of Israel to pass through it. He said, "Moses, what are you worrying? What is in your head?" You know, a lot of us really don't depend on God 100%, especially in time of persecution. But persecution will come, Pastor Tom.
Yeah.
Persecution will come. As Christians, be prepared for persecution. Persecution will come. Be prepared to defend your faith. Even if you will die for your faith, be prepared to defend your faith. Are we prepared to defend our faith?
Come on.
We have to defend. Not only coming to church, paying offering. No. Time will come that Christians will be persecuted. You have to be strong and depend on the Lord. Oh, Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wing the eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Therefore, I declare and decree that your dream will be fulfilled. No evil fashion against your life shall prosper." Praise the Lord. "Every evil tongue that speak against you shall be condemned." Oh, yes. That's the God we serve in. And he got king. And they brought Benjamin. And Joseph arranging on a dining table in the dining hall. As in order, the way from the oldest, the next, until Benjamin was the last. And they started eating, and Joseph cried. He wept. And they could not understand what was going on. And then he revealed himself to them. Praise the Lord. He said, "I am Joseph, your brother. You sold into Egypt. But don't hold it against yourself." Reconciliation. "Don't hold it against yourself. I have forgiven you. You talk evil against me, but God meant it for good."
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When somebody hurt you, do you forgive them? I guess many of us sitting down here today have been hurt. People have done things to us. People have said terrible things about us. What approach do we take? Do we hold a grudge against them? I want to say to you today, no matter the wrongs that someone has done to you or the pain that you have experienced, I want you to forgive them. Find a space in your heart and forgive them. They talk evil against you, but God meant it for good. Remember when you pray in the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. If you fail to forgive your brothers and sisters for the wrong that they have done you, God will not answer your prayer. So today, if anyone has wronged you, I say to you, forgive them. Follow your dream. From his father's house to the pit. From the pit to Potiphar's house. From Potiphar's house to prison. From prison to the king's palace. As I conclude this message, remember every one of us has a God-given dream. The fulfillment of your dream will come in many ways. At times, your step of transformation might be difficult and frustrating, but do not give up your dream. Be focused and put God. Put your trust in God. He will never let you down or forsake you. I'm reminded by scripture in Psalm 37:25. King David said, I have been young. Praise the Lord. King David said, I have been young like this child. Woo. I have never seen a righteous man forsaken, neither his children begging bread. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you and may he protect you in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Tom, I'll let you and then...
You know... Hey, you want to take it for a second? Actually, that's pretty good, actually. So, you know, Joseph, it was his family... You know, I have a dream, too, and it's about family. And sometimes the hardest is family. You know, he didn't give up and it was family that he had threw him in the pit and put him through that. And as Joseph was saying, you know, when we don't forgive, we can't hear God. And the thing it was, I knew he was forgiving. Why? Because throughout all of that, he always heard from God, even when he was in jail. You know, you will be the deliverer of your family. You will be the deliverer of that relationship. You will be delivered. The question is, and I think with all this love that's been going on, is that will you let God use you to be a deliverer to those that put you in the pit? Will you? Because I can do it if I love God. I can't do it if I don't. Because it has to be something greater. People may have mistreated you, used you, but what if you're the deliverer of those people? What if he's called you to deliver those people? Joseph, that word is right on, man. It is right on. Thank you so much for that word, Joseph. Give me a hand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jeff, do you have something? Or Mary, will you come?
Hola, I'm going to have to talk until the cheese is melted. Your message is too short? I heard it was good. What? Okay. It's not going to make me cry, is it? Okay. We just want to, Pastor Jim and I just want to invite you today. We're going to do... We're doing a Mexican dinner fundraiser for the children of Zapata. So you're all invited to stay. It's kind of on a free will offering, and your offerings will go to the children. We've been already collecting offerings for about 2 weeks, and we've already bought, I think we have about 300 gifts so far. Our goal is 550 this year. Last year we did 500, we did 60 turkeys, and we gave gifts out to, we did teddy bears, blankets, and toys to 500 kids last year. So that was awesome. And I think I have already about 300, so we're well on the way. So I want to invite you all to come and stay. We got lots of food, tons of authentic Mexican food. So one thing that that I've noticed throughout the years is when Les and Darla and Katie and Josh and them and Caleb, we worked with the kids, we always had them sing, I Am Not Forgotten. It was a powerful song that Hillsong used to do, and we had hand signs, and we'd sing it with the kids, that they were not forgotten. Another one we sang with them was that Jesus knew their name. So that's kind of our heart, is to let the kids know that they're not forgotten, that there's somebody that cares to bring them a gift when they don't have no gifts. Somebody cares to bring them a turkey when they don't have meat for their Christmas. So that's part of what this is all about. And we do it on the border of Mexico and Texas. And so one thing that I've found every year when I go back is like, you came back. You remembered us. So I think that's what keeps us doing it. So I'm going to have Jim share because I just get so emotional.
In Proverbs, it says, he that pitieth the poor and lendeth to the Lord, and he which has given will be paid him again. And, you know, one thing I've found that if, you know, as we've given to the poor, you know, it says that God will have pity and that he will pay us back again. You know, and I think that if you give to the poor, you know that God's going to bring that return back into your life. And he's proven it in our lives, you know, as we've given to the poor, as a church and as even my individually, you know, when we've did it, we've always been paid back, you know. And, you know, one of the things about the, you know, the blessings, you know, what started us to do work in Mexico is that I went to an orphanage just thinking that I was going to bring youth groups, you know, because of, you know, and when I went there, Steve brought us to a city of cardboard boxes and crates, you know, and it was outside of El Paso, and you know, and I stood there and I just wept. I looked across the river into El Paso, and there's sky rise buildings and those types of things. But I stood in the middle of a cardboard city. You know, they had, the only way they could get electricity was they threw wires over the wires, and they could get a little bit of electricity so they could run a small little light so they'd have light. And they depended on the city to bring them water. They had 55-gallon barrels of water, and the city would bring it out to them once a week. So, you know, they didn't have out or indoor toilets or... You know, and that kind of started us to do work in Mexico, and throughout that time, the last few years, the cartel has gotten so bad that they took over cities and towns in alongside Mexico where we were doing work, and so it's been really hard, but we know that the churches, Matt came with me the first trip we made, and he made a trip this summer and flew into Monterrey and went up into all of the places where we did missionary work for, I guess we had did about 10 years. We did missionary work in outside of Saltillo and Monterrey in the mountains there. And I found that, you know, I think of the guy that I went with, Jack Griffin, the Lord gave him a long life. You know, he lived until he was 96 years old, doing missionary work in Mexico until he was 90. God blessed him with a long life. You know, as we've did missionary work and those types of things, that, you know, I'm just encouraging you, if you give to the poor, God's going to give it back into your life, you know, and I thank the Lord that he opened up that, you know, we get emotional, but that's where life is, you know, when something really touches your heart, you know, and there was something about Mexico that really touched my heart, you know, and that day that I stood in that cardboard, you know, it really changed my thought, and we never took a missionary trip with the youth, but we did take a missionary trip, and we poured a huge floor in an orphanage that year, you know, and it was a great experience, and it changed the lives of many people in this congregation, you know, and even the people that, you know, that were outside in the community had got involved, and you know, it was a great experience. Every missionary trip I've went on, they're not easy, but they've always been worth it, you know, we just encourage you, we thank you for standing with us, and you know, this body stood with us these last 16, 17 years as we've outreached into Mexico and outreached into Zapata. Yeah. And they say thank you. You know, as Mary shared about, you know, you didn't forget us. You know, and it's easy, you know, to do an outreach the first time, but to continue to do it. You know, sometimes it gets harder and harder, harder to drive the distance to get to Zapata. It gets harder and harder for me to drive it. You know, I used to think it was exciting, and sometimes, you know, it's hard to financially push through. You know, but we thank the Lord that you guys have stood with us, and we just thank you for that. I know the Lord will pay it back. I know the Lord will pay it back, and so we just invite you to. Okay.
Stay and eat. We got lots of food.
Come on, guys. Tell them what you pray for.
Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you so much, Father God, for your servants. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the children. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry, that which is about to happen right now, Father. I just see it as a pathway, again, of open heavens being extended from here to there, Lord Jesus. And this act is not just Jim and Mary, but it's the body responding to your love, Lord Jesus, that you've put on their hearts to reach those in Zapata and the surrounding area and that part of this world, Father God. And we thank you for it, Lord Jesus, that the assignment that you put on their heart, it becomes our heart, Lord Jesus, that we are a family here standing together, Lord Jesus, and sending forth, God. And you've demonstrated, Lord, as we've responded, hallelujah, to this, Lord Jesus, that you have opened the heaven, not just there, but here in this house, Lord God, because you are faithful and you are good. And I thank you for their obedience. I thank you, Lord, for their faith. I thank you, Lord, for our faith, Lord, that it would rise up in this moment, Lord, as we press in, Lord, in this time of giving just to you, Lord, because you love us, Lord. You've touched our hearts, and you've touched our hearts here, and we are responding, Lord, by surrendering and giving. I thank you, Lord, for their obedience. I thank you, Lord, for every child, every blanket, every teddy bear, every turkey that is given, Lord Jesus, Lord God, that the love of God would touch that family and open the doorway, Lord,
to you, Lord Jesus, in their lives, Father God, into family lives, into generations, Lord God, that you are breaking the seal of abandonment and you're opening the door of acceptance and love to every single child. Lord, as they walk to that door and they see him, the joy of the Lord, they'll smile because they see the Lord, they see something and they capture it in the Spirit, Lord, and it touches them and it's breaking down walls and it's opening up love, the love of God to touch each and every one. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just, about 2 months ago, the Lord started to speak to me about the new season that you're in. And the Lord says that this is a season of recompense of reward. I kept seeing that this was, the Lord kept saying to me, he said, this is a season of salvation.
Hallelujah.
There's like, I just kept seeing adults giving their life to Christ.
Yeah.
As you go back, as you give out the gifts, and some are new, some are from the past. But the Lord said this is a season of the rest of 2017, but really 18 is a year of salvation, says the Lord. It's a salvation of the adults. It's the legacy that they're going to start to carry. And then as I was sitting here this morning, I was praying, and the Lord started to speak to me about that. I don't know if it's going to be happening, but in the next 6 months to a year, the Lord is going to connect you with a pastor. And I think he doesn't have a church and he's looking.
Come on.
But the Lord is going to connect you with this so that he can connect the body.
Yeah.
So that when you come and go, you come in and out, the body will be covered.
Yes.
And that culture will be continued to be expanded. Because I heard the Lord say that this is a season of reaping. This is a season that you've sowed and you've sowed. You've given much, says the Lord, but this is a sow of reaping of the harvest. For the harvest is white, says the Lord. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we claim every salvation right now. Father, miracles, signs, and wonders, God. Father, I pray as they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Father, that this is a year of miracles, signs, and wonders like never before. I'm telling you, the presence of the living God is going to be walking with you. I'm telling you, when you walk by people, people are going to get touched by the presence of God. They're not even in your group. People are going to get healed just because they're in the area. Because this is what the Lord is about to do. He's about what he's releasing in the nations.
Wow.
He's releasing his dumanous power to change a generation. To capture the culture, to capture the communities, to capture this generation and the generation from the past. Father, we release this right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach right now. Father, we claim every creative miracle right now. We claim every salvation, Father. And Father, we loose right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord.
A new season and a new hour, Jim. I'm telling you, you're about to walk in newness of life. People are going to even see it when you go there. It's like even in your words and in your mannerisms, they're like something's changed, Jim. But it's a season and an hour of harvests for you, Jim, in the Lord. Like never before, you've watched so many people go before you. And you've been faithful, and you've been just faithful and true. But the Lord says this is a season for you. The prophetic is about to move on you like never before. The miracles, wonders, the preaching of the word, the fire of the living God is about to rest in you like never before. Everything I placed in you, Lord, everything I placed in you from my word, says the Lord, is going to come out of you like a fire. Father, right now we loose those living wells right now.
Jesus,
Lord,
Jesus, God, thank you, God.
Lord, for the nations.
Wow, thank you, Lord.
For the nations.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And just right now over Mary, God, we loose. I just keep seeing this prophetic gift over you, Mary. And it's in love, but I really believe this is a dumanous time in your life. I'm telling you, when you speak, things are moving. It says that you speak to that mountain, it will move. I'm telling you, mountains are about to move.
Yes, Lord.
situations. You'll speak to it.
Yeah.
And by the Spirit of the living God, it will move. I'm telling you, there's miracle signs and wonders for people. For yourselves, but really for the nation. For what you've been called to. Zapata is not forgotten, says the Lord. His people are not forgotten. They're my people, says God. And I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, that they may know me. They may know the salvation of their Lord. It's like I keep hearing this cry from God. They will know the salvation of the Lord. They will know the salvation of their God. I'm telling you, it's something you're carrying. It's something that you're carrying and you're echoing. From this moment on, says the Lord, it is a new season and a new hour where you will echo the salvation of the Lord is upon you. And I'm telling you, your life, you're carrying something. The old is past. Some things that it's just like, I've just seen them, they've just been dropping off. And you've been stepping into this new season in this hour of favor.
Yes.
But it really is, it's a season of harvest. And Father, we loose, Father, the word today, God, we loose every creative miracle. Lord, we loose the harvest fields. And I pray right now for every heart, Lord, that you prepare it. Every miracle, Lord, that you go before and you prepare it, God. Every child that has need, God, that is broken, that is feels lost, God, that has feels like nothing. Lord, you rescue them in their time of need. Lord, this is a season and an hour the Lord is coming for the harvest of the poor, of the brokenhearted. And Father, I just loose right now that I just keep seeing these children. They're broken. They feel lost. And Father, I just pray that you would loose your presence like never before. That it just not be a Christmas present, but Lord, that it would be the life and the life of Christ, Lord, breathing over them. Father, we release the breath of God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, over the lost and brokenhearted, for the children that are lost, Lord, that have no mother and father.
Yes, Lord.
The children that are living with their grandmas because of the situations with their parents. Father, we loose the love of God like never before. Father, not just to rescue for a moment, but for eternity. Lord, we release that eternal. There's a season, God says, where things are going to become eternal in a moment.
Yes.
He's just going to just a movement of a feeling, but in a moment they will serve eternity because they will see Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray for a supernatural encounter of Jesus. A supernatural encounter where the Lord, they will see their Christ. And it will change them for the rest of their entire life. And they will take the nation. And they will take the ground that's been stolen from them. Father, we release this creative miracle that they will see Jesus. Wow. Father, we release this right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's eat, guys. Sorry. Yeah, bless you guys. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we bless this food, God. Father, we just ask that, Lord, you bless every hand that prepared it. And Father, we thank you for the opportunity to sow into the children that have nothing, God. These families that truly have nothing. Father, we just ask that you would pour out your grace and mercy on them and just even today, God, that as we would fellowship, Lord, that you would bless us, that, Father, we just with friends and family, and we just thank you for your goodness, God, and your grace in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.